Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. After a tough week, imagine putting some bubbles in the tub, lighting a bunch of fragrant candles, and turning the lights down low so you can kick back in a hot, relaxing soak. Sounds like the perfect scenario, right? Wrong. According to researchers at South Carolina University, that long, relaxing soak may just be polluting the air you breathe, especially if you are using paraffin-based candles, which are the most popular. It appears that paraffin candles emit toluene and benzene, where candles made from soybean do not. The researchers say that lighting a paraffin candle once in a while is unlikely to pose a health threat. However, frequently lighting many candles in an unventilated space could lead to problems and may aggravate asthma, cause allergy-like symptoms, or irritate the respiratory tract. What the article serves to tell us is that we are constantly bombarding ourselves with strong chemicals in the household, and we should definitely pay attention to that and look for simple alternatives that do not pollute our environment. From relaxation to exercise, this next story should be forwarded to everyone. Exercise is one of the most important things you can do to add years to your life and life to your years. Now the research is saying what we at the Health News have said for years. Higher intensity exercise is much more beneficial than low intensity exercise. According to the British Journal of Sports Medicine, in a study involving 2,500 men, they found that those that participated in moderate to higher intensity exercise cut the risk of dying from gastrointestinal cancer and lung cancer in half. Using the metabolic equivalent of oxygen consumption rating, or METs, the researchers found that anything above 4.0 METs could be considered to be moderate to higher intensity. Jogging was rated at 10.1 METs, while fishing was rated at 2.4 METs. Of course, just knowing the MET of an exercise does not tell you if it is the right intensity, as you can walk at a very low MET or a very high MET. A good rule of thumb is that the intensity that has your heart rate elevated with a slight panting breath. And, as we always say, consult your doctor before beginning any exercise program. And when I come back, we'll take a look at if your appendix is really useless and whether bone density is the same as bone strength.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
Seems like they have been taking out people's appendix ever since any of us can remember. And for about as long has been the debate as to whether it was a useless organ, a remnant of a larger organ that we no longer need. Well, that theory of its uselessness may finally be dead and buried once and for all. It appears that the appendix is really a storage sack for good quality bacteria for your intestine when it needs a fresh supply after a bout of diarrhea or gastrointestinal conditions. The question arises that if it is so valuable, why do people get acute attacks and ruptures? According to this study, because of too much sanitation, we do not challenge our immune systems enough. And when something does attack our systems, we overreact so greatly that we get huge inflammation, such as an appendicitis. According to the authors, if we challenged our immune systems more, as was done in the Stone Age, we would have less allergies, autoimmune disorders, and appendicitis. And lastly, the big question is whether bone density really measures bone strength. Our good friend Reed Davis of Functional Diagnostic Nutrition fame and who has considerable experience in measuring bone density, is always quick to point out that birds, whose bones are not very dense, have great strength. Well, according to Gabe Merkin in his blog, bone density is associated with bone strength, but does not measure it. In other words, we associate a low bone density score with weak bones and vice versa. According to Merkin, there is really only one way to test bone strength, and that is to see how much force it takes to break bone. Merkin cites a number of different studies comparing the bone density of cyclists to weightlifters and football players. Of course, as Merkin points out, any physical activity that puts force on bones will strengthen them regardless of how dense they look on a scan. The only way to guarantee weak bones and weak density is inactivity. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. The colder the room you sleep in, the better the chances are that you'll have a bad dream. It isn't entirely clear to scientists why this is the case, but if you are opposed to having nightmares, you might just want to keep yourself a little toastier at night. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.